Sly M Mon Nation celebrated on June 1 the grand opening of Akai Akai II, Kla Kla Hei Aya, or Elder's House, which provides 24 units of apartment-style living for elders and Sly M Mon residents with accessibility challenges. In a media release, Haggis John Hackett stated, "The creation of Akai Akai II fulfills a 30-year-old vision of our elders to age in place, close to their grandchildren, and as active participants in community life." At the opening ceremony, Hackett said the elders had expressed how important it is to keep a close connection to the community and have close access to the health center, which is adjacent to Akai Akai II. "This is a very special day for Sly M Mon," said Hackett. Also at the ceremony, Sly M Mon elder Elsie Paul said she was thrilled to see completion of the facility. "We've been waiting for this day for a long, long time," said Paul. "I hope we are going to celebrate the day and appreciate the work done by our nation. We are short of housing now, and now we have something that many of us are going to be using." According to the release, Akai Akai II features 8 two-bedroom units, and 16 one-bedroom units, and provides safe, affordable, accessible housing for elders and people with disabilities who can still live independently. Every unit meets general accessibility standards, and a few are equipped with ceiling lifts and lowered counters for members who use wheelchairs full-time. The purpose-built complex is located next door to Sly M Mon Health Center, enabling more efficient coordination of vital primary care, dental and home care services to elders and people with unique needs, the release stated. The complex was built less than 100 meters from Sly M Mon's Child Development Center to foster intergenerational connection and programming. Elders and members with unique needs have said they want to stay in community, connected to language, culture, ceremony and one another, stated Sly M Mon Health Director Marlene Paul. "Akai Akai II introduces safe and accessible housing built with our members' needs in mind so that they can be as independent as possible for as long as possible." Akai Akai II supports a core goal in the Sly M Mon's Comprehensive Nation Plan to enhance the viability and sustainability of the Sly M Mon housing stock, the release stated. The building exceeds green energy standards and includes an elevator, lobby with common spaces, amenity deck and gazebo area. A totem pole welcomes visitors at the building's entrance. Sly M Mon Nation and the whole of Ka Thet are facing a dire shortage of suitable and accessible housing, stated Losa Luifoa, executive council member. "This project will have a generational and positive impact for our people. We thank our project partners Luma Housing, Converge Construction and Urban Arts Architecture for delivering the much-needed housing on time and on budget." 30 years in the making. Executive Council member Dylan Johnson, at the ceremony, said the project was testament to the hard work the team at the nation was doing, and the nation's ability to chart its own path forward as a result of having a distinct relationship with Canada and BC, through hard negotiations through the treaty process. "When you see buildings like this, it is just us trying to climb our way out of an enormous hole that the community has," said Johnson. "I'm so proud to be here for this grand opening. Within our community, it has been 30 years in the making. We continue to work on the other pieces of infrastructure and housing that we need. I've heard of this type of facility allowing for people to age in place. Our elders can also age in grace." The federal government provided $8.7 million through the Rapid Housing Initiative, RHI, delivered by Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, the release stated, and Sly M Mon contributed $2.2 million. "This investment of $8.7 million through the Rapid Housing Initiative means that Sly M Mon Nation elders and people with disabilities now have housing in their community that is safe, affordable and culturally appropriate," stated Ahmed Hassan, Federal Minister of Housing and Diversity and Inclusion. "Every day, our government is working with Indigenous communities across BC to build housing for those who need it most. This is the National Housing Strategy at work." The RHI provides capital contributions to facilitate the rapid construction of new housing and/or acquisition of existing buildings for the purpose of rehabilitation or conversion to permanent affordable, supportive, or transitional housing, the release stated. The objective is to quickly create new permanent affordable housing units that support people who are vulnerable and prioritized under the National Housing Strategy. The first tenants move in this week, according to the release.